Welcome back, everyone, to the Really Real Real Estate Podcast. Episode 187, National Pizza Week. Happy National Pizza Week, everyone. In today's episode, the title explains it all. This week is National Pizza Week, and today we're talking about some amazing spots you can find in Pittsburgh to grab a slice of pizza. My name is Lou Lombardi. Now here is the king of pie himself, Mr. Jason Wilcox.
I do love pie. I'm a huge fan of pie. Love it all. Pizza pie. Oh, apple goodness. Pie. Cherry pie. Kusang pie. Love it all. Love it all. Were you ever into professional wrestling at all?
For like 5 minutes in the 80s.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, because I was a big fan during the Attitude Era and The Rock, before he became Dwayne The Rock Johnson and this big Hollywood actor and whatever. His big shtick is he would go out and he would ask women, do you like pie? And, you know, the little double entendre there. But that was when he was a different character in a different time. But anytime I think of pie, I just think of that little blurb by The Rock.
The Rock.
Do you like pie? But if you watch wrestling, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't watch wrestling, you're like, what the hell is this dude rambling on about? So, yep. But Lou, it's National Pizza Week. How could we not talk about pizza? Like,
absolutely.
How could we just not talk about pizza?
You're not getting an argument from me.
Fantastic things ever.
You're right. Yeah, you're not going to get an argument from me. So
yeah, and we joke all the time, but you know, as a real estate podcast, you know, part of what we do is not just talk about real estate, but we talk about, you know, the community itself, because you buy a house, you know, and you live in a community for, you know, the people, the neighborhood, the places, the sights, the sounds, the smells, and you know, something like, you know, great places to eat are a reason why people want to live in a certain area. And so when it's something like National Pizza Week, how can we not just talk about pizza? Pizza is just a great, fantastic thing. And who doesn't love a good slice of pizza? If you don't like pizza, you're probably a communist or a terrorist or something like that. And there are other parts of the country that you can live in that don't have pizza. But here in America, we're going to talk about some of the great pizza spots, because it's National Pizza Week, and that's what we need to be focused on. Okay. Priorities, right, Lou?
That's right. We have to have priorities. It's important.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay, so what do you so Fat Angelo's?
Yes. So before we dive into this, I want to give a disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
Just for fun, when I was creating this episode, I was like, I like pizza. I'm 300 pounds. I can talk about pizza all day. I thought, I'll just come up with a list of some of the great places to grab pizza in the city of Pittsburgh. I want to put a disclaimer. I live in Washington County, which is further south than the South Hills. We're technically not in Allegheny County, which is where the city of Pittsburgh is, where Lou and I are about, you know, 15 minutes into the next county. And there are pizza shops all over the city. Absolutely. I think I looked up on Yelp. It's like 400 or 500 pizza shops. I mean, it's there's pizza everywhere. And I'm sure when I go through this list, I'm going to get a slew of, you know, hate mail and Twitter comments. They're like, I can't believe you didn't mention this. I can't believe you didn't mention that. I'm telling you right now, I love my pizza, but I'm also very localized because I got two little kids, so I can't travel anywhere. So my limitation is pretty much to the South Hills. I'm sure, I have no doubt, there are some phenomenal pizza spots in Lawrenceville, in Squirrel Hill, in Shadyside, in Mars, in you know, Seneca Valley, wherever. I just don't get up to those places. My reference is the South Hills of Pittsburgh. So if you want to tweet about how great another place is, absolutely do it. But I promise you, I'm not being a jerk by ignoring them. I'm just telling you, I don't get the time to travel around the city to grab pizza. So we're going to focus on where I do go. Also, this is not necessarily a top 10 list. I came up with my 10 favorite places. This just happens to be kind of a random order because it's pizza. And unlike your children, you can't pick your favorites, right, Lou? Right. Children, you can actually absolutely pick your favorites, but yeah, you can't with pizza. So, Lou, shall we dive in?
Let's dive.
Yes.
So the first
number one,
go ahead, buddy.
That I came up with, Fat Angelo's. Lou, have you had Fat Angelo's?
No, I have not.
Okay, so Fat Angelo's is right on 19, technically, like in the South Strabane area. Have you ever been to Frankie Eyes?
Oh yeah.
It's right before Frankie Eyes. So you actually wouldn't notice it, but there's like this little strip plaza. And Fat Angela's is right there. I just had this for the first time just a couple weeks ago. It's absolutely delicious. Their specialty is making specialty pizzas. Okay. So like, for example, I got the Italian hoagie pizza and it was delicious. It was delicious. They have like a pierogi pizza. They have a carnivore pizza. I had the carnivore too. That was actually delicious. But they're known for their specialty pizzas. And here's what's wild. Stuff like their Italian hoagie pizza, I thought would be like loaded with meats, so I'd be able to eat like a piece and a half and be full. No, they actually keep their toppings very finely cut, so you can still inhale like five or six pieces. It's fantastic. Yeah. So Fat Angelo's, if you're in the mood for specialty pizza, right there on 19, right in Sastre Bay, right before Frankie Eyes.
Okay. All right. Now this other one here, this next one, proper brick oven. I don't know. I know the one you have after it, but I don't know this one either.
Okay. So proper brick oven and tap room. This is actually one of the few where I'm branching out. Now that I just gave my spiel about William Bean in the South Hills, let me break out for a second. This one is actually one that people may not know a lot about. If you are an avid theater goer, this is a great place to go. My family and I like to go here. It is down, I believe it's on, Lou, fact check me on this one. I think it's on 7th Avenue. It's right in the heart of the cultural district. So if you know where like the Benedum and the Byam and Heinz Hall is down in that theater district, you'll know that right in that area, they have a lot of smaller restaurants that are known for handling that pre-theater crowd. So if you need to grab a quick bite to eat before or after a show, they're a great place to go. My family and I discovered this a number of years ago, and it's one of the restaurants we like to frequently visit. And if you just want to grab a quick bite to eat before the before a show or whatever, you know, it's great because they specialize in that. And I also, if I remember correctly, because it's been a minute since I've been there, the portions are not huge, which is a lot of times what you want, you know, right before you're going into a show. I love my pizza too, but I don't want to, you know, inhale seven pieces and then have to blow out a toilet, you know, 20 minutes later if I'm going in to see, like, you know, the Pittsburgh Symphony Pops Orchestra.
It's at 139 7th Street.
7th Street, yeah. It's right there, right in the heart of Culture District. And the only thing I'll say that I'm a little not a fan of, but I understand why they do it. You know, every seat costs money, especially in restaurants like those when they're trying to, you know, fill in a pre-show crowd or a pre-concert crowd. It's not fat person friendly. You're going to be very close to the people next to you. It is what it is. You know, I don't squeeze real well. So if you're one to not squeeze, you may not like it, but it does have great food and great ambiance.
If you're, since we're downtown, I want to talk about my favorite place downtown for pizza, and it's the original Giovanni's on Fifth Avenue, 1504 Fifth Avenue. Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's one that I've never had that I saw. I think it's at the top of everyone's list.
I love it. I love it. Love.
Now, do you have a specific thing that you get, or you just get something regular, different every time? Just
good old fashioned pepperoni pizza. I'm not all about the toppings and all that. Actually, if the crust is really good, a plain is, you know, just cheese is fine. But I think it's fantastic. It's a, you know,
gotcha.
And eat it there. Just sit down, eat it there, and you're right next there, right across the right across the street is some really cool, like, you know, bars and stuff. You know what I mean? So it's a great, and they sell by the slice. So you know what I mean. You're over down there, and you want to go grab a slice of pizza. It's super convenient. Yeah, check it out.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's the one place that's on my bucket list at some point to get over there because I haven't had a chance. And also too, what's really cool about that part of town, because I've had this happen once or twice. Just I can't remember what caused me to have to be down there. But like when you're down in that area of the cultural district, if you're actually lucky and there are no shows going on down there, traffic is actually really easy to get through. Like the cultural district, when there aren't any shows, there's no reason to be in the cultural district. So a lot of those areas are very, very easy to get around because especially after hours when all the businesses are closed. So that's good to know because that was definitely the top of everyone's list. I was like, I've never had this before. So yeah, now really you say good. The original, I'm assuming they have other locations.
They do. I'm just, that's the one that I know of. It's on Fifth.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So the next one that I have on here is Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza, which is right here in McMurray. Now, Lou, correct me if I'm wrong. Do we know, is this an original or is this a chain?
A chain. It's everywhere. They're in Robinson. They're everywhere.
Okay.
I'm not a fan. It's okay. But I'm just, it's, I keep going and thinking I'm going to like it. And it's just not my thing. Pizza's so individual. It's like your mom's spaghetti sauce or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you just like what you like. And I'm just, it's okay. It isn't objectively bad. It's just not personally what I go for.
I also feel like coal fire pizza is one of those, or any type of like brick oven pizza, you're either into or you're not. You know what I mean? Like, I feel because it's a different style, it's a different taste, it's a different texture. I feel like you're either into it or you're not. I like it. There's one specific pizza that we always get, that's their meatball pizza that I just love. My wife thinks I'm a disgusting Neanderthal for wanting meatballs on my pizza and not sausage. But they have like a meatball pizza with ricotta cheese that I really like.
The best. Pizza there. That's what I would get when I go there. Somebody says, "Hey, let's go there," and like I will get that because that's the one there that I do think is pretty good.
Yeah, and by the way, with a lot of these places, they don't do just pizza, which I guess is a saying in and of itself because most of the original pizza places usually only do pizza. But a lot of these places have other things you can get. Anthony's, the wings are pretty good too. They do a different kind of wing. They throw some caramelized onions on their wings and things like that. They're delicious too. So they got great wings as well. So, but I do like Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza, and the one I go to is in McMurray. But you are right, now that I'm thinking about it, I have seen it in other places. So yep. The next one, Arlio's. I love this place. Lou, this is actually right between you and I. You live on the east end of Canonsburg. I live on the west end of Canonsburg.
I can walk
this here's right on First Street.
I can walk there. I can walk to Arlio's.
Yeah, I can't too. I won't. I should anytime I go there, but I love their food. They've got more than just pizza there. But their pepperoni pizza is delicious. I will tell you this much. My kids, they do a cheesy bread that my kids and my nieces just destroy. So basically it's I mean, I guess it's kind of like a cheese pizza, but it's more in the shape of like breadsticks, and they just load it up, and it's just basically big, gooey, cheesy bread. They love more than any other place we've ever gotten cheesy bread from. But it's also great because it's locally owned. I'm blanking on the owner's name right now, but super nice guy, and you know, busts his tail off. And it's a great way to support local business.
I just want to plug something real quick. Right next door to Arlio's is a relatively new diner that opened couple of months ago. And I'm trying to promote these guys. It's called Davis Diner. Excellent breakfast. It gets a nice, quaint little place, you know, very like family friendly and super nice. And if you're looking, you know, you're looking for a place for breakfast, I would highly recommend Davis Diner. It's literally shares the building with Arlio's. Arlio's is great. And I have not had it. I need to get it in a while. I typically default to olive oils.
I don't, which I should. So now you're talking about olive oils on the west end over by Shop at Save and Rite
Aid. Yeah. I don't know why. It's just, I think I like their pizza. I need to get Arlio's again because I haven't had it in a long time. I've been getting like olive oils for like a year straight. So I'm kind of like, I need to try Arlio's again, but throwing olive oils out there. It is a Canonsburg place.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Now with Arlio's and olive oils may be like this too. Just one caveat, make sure you check their times because they are a shop that's only open like 4 to 10 or something. And I think they're closed on like maybe Mondays or something because it is a local business. I mean, literally you go in and the owner is like tossing pizza and building boxes and things like that. I mean, it's him and he's got like his one assistant and then they just have a crew of like, you know, a couple kids that help out.
Right.
I mean,
so
he's got one or two drivers. I mean, it's very, 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 very small business. I mean, it is the definition of small business. So, speaking of small business, I know we've talked about these guys
before.
This place. Big Fellas.
I love Big Fellas. Yeah. Their pizza's very good. And I just got chicken wings last night. They know me.
That's awesome.
Their delivery guys show up like, you know, I forget sometimes that I ordered like 3 times in a row and then I come like where they're like, what am I, like your personal chef?
Like I'm paying you, aren't I? But Big Fellas will be the one time I veer off and say that they've got great pizza there. I usually get something like pepperoni or whatever. It's delicious. But they've got great wings. They've got great Italian hoagies.
Yeah.
So they have a whole big, huge selection. They're right on there on the main street of Canonsburg. They're right on West Pike Street.
Across from the Perry Como statue.
Yes, don't miss the don't miss don't salute the Perry don't forget to salute the Perry Como statue as you drive by. Here's the other thing I love about Big Fellas. I'll call up and I'll be like, okay, can I get a dozen of my wings? Like, all right, we'll be ready about 15 minutes. Like, great, cool. I'll call up the next time and I'll be ordering for the whole family. I'll be like, I need 2 dozen wings, 3 pepperoni pizzas, and 2 Italian hoagies. They're like, all right, 20 minutes. I'm fully expecting like 15 minutes for an order of wings, but then like I'll have like 6 things. They're like, yeah, 20 minutes, we'll be there. Yeah. They're like,
yeah,
like they're pizza shops where like doesn't matter your order, they'll be ready in 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job. They really do, and especially they know Cannonsburg sideways, so it's like not a big deal. But yeah, this next one I don't know, and I get the flyers in the mail. Tell me about what's it called? Nobby's
Pizza. Okay, so Nobby's Pizza, I love. And I just got it for the first time in a long time. The thing I love about Nobby's is that, and maybe other restaurants do this, they were just the first ones to tell me about it. So I default to this. I love their pizza because they actually do something special. They put in a little bit of sugar in their sauce. So they actually, their red sauce for the pizza is actually a little bit sweeter. And you would think it would make it disgusting, and it's actually amazingly delicious. So they've got a unique sauce, and you know, just your standard, you get a pepperoni pizza. It is just absolutely delicious. The sauce is just, So if I have this correctly, before marrying my wife and getting into Cannonsburg, I was living out in Bridgeville. And so the Nobby's that I would always go to is the one on Vanadium at Bower Hill. Now, okay. My understanding is that originally was not the original. The original, I believe, was in Mount Lebanon. And then they opened up the second shop, which was on Vanadium and Bower Hill. However, there was something with the Mount Lebanon. It was either the way they started putting other businesses up or the way traffic flowed that eventually, you know what it was? I think it was on, I think it was Ironwood Brewing Company right there on 88 Castle Shannon Boulevard, I think wanted to buy them out because they were trying to buy that whole strip to be able to put up Ironwood Brewing right there. And so they sold the business off. They made the Bower Hill Vanadium Road one their main hub. That was their main shop. And then just a couple, like maybe a year or two ago, they actually opened up a second shop right there at the intersection of Morganza and not Cecil Henderson, but the other side, Han Road, I think, where the Tanda bike shop is right off the Montour Trail. They put up a secondary shop there. And actually what's really cool, a girl that I got to know who used to work at the local BP where I'd go, the BP at the top of the hill in Cannonsburg, where I used to go every day to get my caffeine fix. She actually is no longer at the BP. She's actually out managing the Nobby's out there, and she's super sweet. So I like seeing her because she's a nice person to talk to and get to know. She's running the shop out there, and they have incredible pizza, just absolutely delicious, and that sauce is just something to be desired. And they do also sell by the slice, so if you're looking for just a slice or two, I got sick of asking though if they sold by the slice, so I would just get a medium pepperoni pizza when I was a single bachelor, and I just bring it home and just destroy it. So good.
Some of these places don't sell by slices. I have a sort of rule. Now, with the exception of Big Fellas, which I really like, but for the most part, I always feel like if the place sells by slice, the pizza's better. That is just like I don't know if it's a hard and fast rule, but it's kind of a rule I have. If they do slices, it's just the kind of pizza I prefer. I like that more kind of city kind of slice. Speaking of city and suburbs, is Vincent's, which is in South Point and Green Tree and all kind of places.
Yeah. So Vincent's is something my dad got me onto when I was younger. So the original Vincent's is at the top of Green Tree Hill. So what? Nope. You're talking about wrong?
Nope. The original Vincent's is on Route 30.
Really?
out there, some like heading towards what is that?
Latrobe?
Like, yeah, between no, it's if you take the route, if you get on 30 off of the Parkway North, you know, pass through the Squirrel Hill and all that. You get on 30 out there. It's on the right hand side. It's a few miles out there on the right hand side. What is that, Jeanette? What,
I don't know. It's Jeanette. Yeah,
yeah. It's in that. It's in that area. They've got grapes hanging from the ceilings.
Really,
this is very. And I don't know if it's related to the one in, it has to be, in Green Tree and the one in South Point. But the one, the original Vincent's on 30, it's like in the movie Elf, you know, when you get to New York City, everybody's going to say they're the original Ray's Pizza, but the original Ray's is, you know. But this place, this is unlike, this is, I think, the greatest pizza I have ever had in my entire fucking life. And it is out there on Route 30. The other ones, those are all really good restaurants. I've eaten at the one in Green Tree many, many times, and the one in South Point many, many times. They're very, very good. But that one out there in Jeanette on Route 30, that is not to be missed, I have to say.
So when I look it up on my phone, there are three that come up. When I type in Vincent's Pizza, it says Vincent's South Point, Vincent's of Green Tree, Vincent's Pizza Park. And when I click on it, the Vincent's Pizza Park is Ardmore Boulevard, which is out where you're talking about.
Okay.
Which is near Route 30. Yeah, you get out of that. It all gets like the Forest Hills.
It might Jeanette. Be Ardmore. It might be like a slight turn off of, but off of Route 30. But it's like sits. It's right there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And you're right.
Vincent's Pizza Park. It may not be the same Vincent's. I don't know. It's Vincent's Pizza Park. I don't know if it's the same or not, but that's my favorite. But I'm sorry. I digress. Yeah.
But where I grew up is the one in Green Tree. So the one in Green Tree, if you're driving the Parkway West, you come to the top of the hill. When you see, it's very important to specify that it's the old DVE building now because they haven't been there for 2 years. But for whatever God unknown reason, they still have it labeled as the WDVE building. And the 102.5 is there, even though, again, they haven't been there for 2 years. But you get off that exit. It's right across the street. And they've got incredible pizza. And then, they just put in this has been there for a while, but now they have the Vincent's of South Point, which is, I do know those two are under the same ownership. I do know that the Vincent's in Green Tree and the Vincent's in South Point are related, and they've got incredible pizza. They have
good pasta. Good pasta too.
Okay, good pasta. Yeah. For me, it's the Ranchero pizza. Nowhere else can you get this. It's a ranch based sauce. They put cheese, and it's like green peppers, banana pepper. And bacon, and it's just it is the Ranchero pizza is to die for. I'm looking it up real quick. We've tried to replicate it here at our
ranch
house.
Ranch dressing, and, bacon.
What's that?
Ranch dressing, bacon.
Yeah, jeez. It's like where can you go wrong? And you can actually choose too. Where you do have to choose. Nope, I don't want the catering. I want the menu. Let's see here. The pizza gourmet pizzas. Here we go. Let's see if I can find it. The Bianca is pretty good too. The Ranchero, ranch, bacon, cheddar, mozzarella, and tomatoes, plus your choice of green peppers or hot peppers. It's delicious. Delicious.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here, folks. Let's talk quickly about Fiori's.
Fiori's. Yes.
That's over there on 19 in Donaldson's Crossroads, right?
Yeah, so the original's in Brookline.
Oh, okay.
So the original's in Brookline, and then they put a second location out in McMurray. They've got just the best pepperoni pizza ever. I don't know what it is. It's just the texture, the form. It's just true, good, standard pizza.
Is it square or is it square or round?
Circle.
It's round.
Yeah. They started in Brookline. They finally eventually at some point bought the business across the road, knocked it down to put parking because literally there was nowhere to park. It was a hole in the wall, and it was fantastic. If you happen to be in the city at 2 a.m. on a Saturday night, whatever you were doing in the city at 2 a.m. on a Saturday night is your own business. But if you needed something to eat at 2 a.m. after you were coming home from a Saturday night out, was it the place to go? And they have the new location in McMurray. The only thing I will tell you, if you want pizza on a Friday night, call Thursday afternoon. I kid you not. if you call anytime after about 4 o'clock on a Friday or Saturday, it will be at least a 90-minute wait for your pizza, and that's if you pick it up. So they've got just incredible, incredible pizza. All right, let's talk about
Beto's.
A staple, Beto's pizza.
Beto's,
Yeah. Be careful though. Beto's is separate from Batto's. Batto's, which I think is closing down here, is over Mount Lebanon.
This is over on Banksville Road.
Over in Banksville, yeah. Westwood. Have you had Beto's before?
Yeah. It's okay. Listen, guys, listen real quick. Beto's is, you explain to them what they do with the cheese, because not everybody's going to like this, right? This is a place with the cold cheese, right?
Yes. Yeah. So literally what they do is you get it by the slice. They run it through the old style conveyor belt where they run it through. And then when you get it out on the other side, after it's cooked, they put more cold cheese on the top. It is amazing. Just Google search Beto's, B-E-T-O-S. B-E-T-O-S. Because be careful, there's also a Batto's, B-A-D-O-S.
No, it's not Batto's, it's B-E-T.
But Beto's, yeah. B-E-T-O-S. It's over on Banksville Road and Banksville Westwood. It's actually so crazy that you can actually only get to it from the one side of the road. If you're going outbound away from the city, you actually have to go turn around and go back in towards the city. But, oh, it is just by the slice, and it's square. It's a hard, crunchy crust. And then it's just like the old-style conveyor belt. They put it through. It's not an oven. They put it through that conveyor belt, and when it comes out, they just dump more cold toppings on it. Oh, it is glorious. It is beautiful. It's a staple.
I know that you love it, and they have their fans. Obviously, Jason is one of them. Here's my thing with that. It's like, okay, it's like a novelty. It's all right. It would not be something I would go. I wouldn't be like, oh, let's go to Beto's. I wouldn't do that, but if I was with some friends that wanted to go, I'm like, yeah, I could eat that. But I know some people that was like, oh my God, that was terrible. I can't believe where they put the cult, you know. So just be aware, folks, if that's not your thing, you may or may not like it. Berg's in Bridgeville.
Oh, here we go. I know this wasn't going to be a top 10 list, but this is my number one. Number one. I love Berg's. It used to be mine and my buddy's Cheers. Everyone knew our name. We had sat basically in every booth when we were there. We just loved this place. Berg's, their pizza and their wings are, they're known for their pizza and their wings. Their wings are fantastic. They cook them extra long, so they come out crispier, but their pizza is just phenomenal. And whether you want something simple like a cheese pizza or a pepperoni pizza, that's phenomenal. It's a good, thick, sturdy, crunchy crust. Great toppings. I got to tell you though, I love their specialty pizzas. Excuse me, my personal favorite is their super chicken pizza. It is literally huge chunks of chicken, huge slices of tomato, huge things of broccoli, and just loads of cheese. And it is just delicious.
At least you got the broccoli in there.
It is just fantastic. Anything I get there is delicious. Wings, pizza, French fries, hoagies, calzones, even their salads, you name it. It is unbelievable. Real quick, funny story. Back when I was shortly out of college, I really pushed myself on a diet plan because I had gotten way, way overweight. I think at my worst, I was at about 330. And I had slimmed down at one point to about 265, 270. And I had lost a lot of weight. I had, you know, been eating healthy, been eating home, obviously wasn't going out to eat a lot. And so for the first time in like 6-8 months, I decided to go with a buddy of mine to Berg's to get something to eat, to treat myself. And when we got there, the hostess was like, oh my goodness, you're back. We haven't seen you in ages and things like that. And she's like, by the way, Jason, you look great. You've lost so much weight. What did you start doing? And as she was asking me this, the owner was walking, because the two owners, they bust their asses at that place. They're constantly there working. He was carrying plates or whatever. She's like, What did you do? What made you lose all this weight? The owner goes, he stopped coming here. Just kept walking.
Didn't miss a beat.
But I love that place. They're amazing. I will tell you right now, the biggest piece of flack that they get is that it's slow service. If you go, it's going to take a minute to get your food. If you need a quick bite to eat, do not go here. Hey, I'm going out with my friends that I get to see like once every 6 months, and we don't get a lot of time to get caught up. We want to get a couple of drinks. We want to eat. We want to enjoy our time. We're okay if we're there for 2 hours. Go there, because you can have a couple of drinks while you wait 30, 45 minutes for your food. It's worth the wait. But just bar none, I've never had anything bad ever there. And if you want wings, if you want pizza, They got a great beer selection, a lot of IPAs. Just, yeah, they've got a great selection of food and drink. I just highly encourage it. And this was not a top 10 list, but that's my favorite.
Well, I'm going to, real quick, I want to throw an honorable mention out there to, you probably didn't realize Squirrel Hill has some great pizza places.
Yeah.
My favorite one there, though, is Aiello's.
Okay.
2112 Murray Avenue. Really good. Really, really good city pizza, slices, yeah. Pies, the whole thing that you want. Cool atmosphere. Check it out. It's right there on Murray Avenue. Okay, yeah. Cool. Cool.
And then I just have one final, actually two final thoughts. First off, I forgot to mention earlier, Berg's is right in Bridgeville, right in downtown Bridgeville. So if you look it up, it's in the middle of like a business district. So check that out. And then actually my final thoughts are this, Lou, I cannot stress this enough when I said that, you know, you and I, we live in the South Hills and in Washington County. So I don't, you're right. I don't get over to places like Squirrel Hill and up north and things like that. Just off the top of my head, and I had a list here somewhere, where, you know, there was, you know, there are so many other places that just pop off my head, you know, Batto's, Harry's, Sam's, Oso's, you know, there's all these places out there. This is, doesn't even begin to touch the list. So if you love pizza, there are no shortage of places that you could go, to get a great slice of pizza. I hope that maybe in a year or two's time, I could add more to my list. I would love, especially as my kids get older, we could travel around a little bit more, love to get to other parts of the city. But, this is just from my experience. I know there are many great, great pizza places out there. And check it out, because there's no shortage of places, and not a knock on the big chain restaurants, but a lot of locally owned family business pizza shops in the Pittsburgh area. So if you get the chance, go out, support the local business. A lot of those guys are busting their asses 6-7 days a week. You know, the owners are the ones making the pizza and folding the boxes and things like that. So support the local pizza shops, because there's just so many great places to go. And if you didn't make the list, because I don't know about you, but you want to send me a free slice or want to invite me up to your place, I'm always available to come check
out a place to eat
pizza. I'd love to check it out, because I'm always loving to try new places. I mean, pizza's pizza. I'll never get sick of it. So yeah, go. And if you're not local to Pittsburgh, it is National Pizza Week. Go support your local pizza shops wherever you live. Not just for National Pizza Week, but every day, because that is a staple and the backbone of this country.
Okay.
Pizza and steel.
All right, guys. Fun podcast. You know, Jason, we forgot to mention Jason is a real estate advisor.
Oh yeah, that too.
Not just a pizza advisor. So if you like some, you know, you're looking to buy, sell, move, do whatever you want to do, you can reach out to Jason at 412-651-4638, or you can email Jason at jason.wilcox@pittsburghmoves. Guys, go out, eat some great pizza this week. I absolutely intend to. I usually get me a little pizza. So I might hit one of these places I don't normally hit on the list here. Maybe I'll do that. All right, guys, have a great pizza week, and we'll see you all on the next Really Real Real Estate Podcast.